3 months ago, Meals on Wheels became the example of what could be lost should federal funding be cut as proposed in the president's budget. That funding comes from the Community Development Block Grant. With roughly 3 months to go until the end of the 2017 fiscal year, and with it, the federal budget, the organization says it's getting intimations it will receive less funding in the 2018 budget. Lori Lau is the director of the Meals on Wheels for Lanakila Pacific Health, and she's in our studio now. Good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
There was a lot of concern 3 months ago, but there was also a lot of information that wasn't exactly clear about how, for example, Meals on Wheels was funded, and it's one of a number of organizations that get money through the block grant. And the idea that if the block grant went away, well, obviously that might mean the money would go away for organizations such as yours. In the ensuing time, we've seen things calm down a little bit. But then again, you're looking at the end of this fiscal year right around the corner. What have you been doing in the interim to be able to plan for what could happen? And clearly, none of us knows.
You're absolutely right. The federal funding for the current budget is only good through September 30th. And so at the Lanakila Meals on Wheels program, we certainly have been looking forward and making plans in terms of what we can do as an organization to continue to support our seniors should we receive less federal funding next year.
You serve many seniors, and there are still many that you can't serve. What does that ratio look like?
Well, this year we're on track to serve over 2,500 seniors. In terms of meals, we translate that to over 400,000 meals that we'll provide island-wide. We also know that there is a number of seniors on the wait list to receive meals. And so the wait list varies from time to time, but right now it's over 200 individuals that we're still hoping to serve.
How much does it cost for you to be able to provide a month's worth of meals to a senior?
We are able to provide a healthy and nutritious complete meal for less than $200 a month per person.
And that's one meal per day?
One meal per day.
So very clearly that there would have to be something that fills in those other gaps. But even getting one meal per day for $200 sounds like it's a good deal for those who need it and maybe the only lifeline that they have. And to say nothing of the only visitor that some seniors may have too. Are these basically seniors or couples who are still living on their own, not with any other family?
The majority of our seniors are living either on their own or with a spouse of similar age. And you're absolutely right. For the majority of our seniors, we are a lifeline. Something that we do with the Lanakila Meals on Wheels program is we do provide emergency food to individuals when they call us. And our team has gone into people's homes when there is literally nothing in the pantry and nothing in the refrigerator. And the senior has called us after maybe gone one or two or even 3 days without any food. And so definitely the need is there, and we're providing a fundamental service, which is just to feed people.
Food, when people hear about a senior going hungry for 1, 2, 3 days, I mean, there's an emotional reaction to that. But the bottom line of it is, for you, you can't give what you don't have. So in the event that you see some of this federal funding being cut, looking to the state, looking to hospitals, looking to individuals to try to be able to bridge that gap?
Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right, Bethann. We do receive funding from different sources. We do receive maybe about 15% of our funding through federal funds, maybe another 35% from the state. As you mentioned, we do get money from the healthcare providers. But the rest of the meals is unfunded, and in that we rely on the community for support.
But that might ratchet upwards if you see some of that 15% go away, that part that you receive from the federal government. And should the state or hospitals and other health care providers not be able to kick in, what are you doing to be able to bring up your strategy and create maybe a different arm?
Well, we definitely are looking at partnering with some other groups. We have benefited from different communities' supports and foundation support. And so really it is put on our Lanakila Meals on Wheels team and Lanakila Pacific to make sure that we look at ways of partnering with the community in order to continue to provide these meals. While we look at funding from these government sources going down, our commitment is to make sure that we continue to provide for all of the seniors in our care and those that continue to have need. That is our goal, and that's something that we're going to continue to strive to do.
Right. I mean, still, it's the bottom line: if you can't do what you don't have. Because you operate on Oahu, I can imagine you get a lot of calls from neighbor islands saying, but what about senior folks over here? How well networked are you with the neighbor islands, and how are you seeing those networks that you've just talked about, even on Oahu, expanding into areas that perhaps you'd never considered before?
You're right. You know, we do get calls from the neighbor islands and even people from Oahu that want to sort of transfer their services because they're thinking about moving to a neighbor island. And so we are connected with the providers on the other islands, and we can make that warm referral to make sure someone doesn't fall through the cracks.
But for those additional folks who you may not hear from, or those who feel like they don't want to burden their, you know, their society, their family, and you're talking about a generation of people who were pretty tenacious lot and were pretty self-reliant, what do you have to do to get to some of these people, especially if they don't have family?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You know, working with this population, I realize how much pride they have. You know, they've spent their lives raising their families and working jobs and taking care of their community. And they're not a group that wants to ask for help, you know. And these are folks that have contributed for their entire lives. These are school teachers and service industry workers and hospitality industry workers. These are our neighbors. And it's come to a time where, because of their own personal limitations, they're not able to care for themselves anymore. We have outreach workers that go out into the community. We connect with local churches and senior organizations. We go into senior housing units, farmers markets, any places where there might be a community of seniors that we can talk to. And we try to explain to them what the program provides, and we try to make it so that it's okay for them to ask for the help that they might need.
Well, we hope they ask for help, and that you also see more networks open up where we can be assured that no senior goes hungry. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Lori Lau is the director of the Meals on Wheels for the Lanakila Pacific Health.